Hi, I'm Blake Smith, and this is A Ride Down the River, my submission to the Paul Engel Glory of the Senses essay contest. It was early in the morning on a cool fall day, the sun shining brightly in the sky, dancing in and out of the clouds. I eagerly grabbed my sweatshirt and ran out the door towards the pontoon and was ready to spend the day on the mighty Mississippi River. I was 10 years old at the time, and to this day, spend most of my weekends at my cabin in Harpers Ferry, Iowa. The fall festival was underway in McGregor, Iowa. I was looking forward to cruising down the river, enjoying the sights of the rainbow-colored bluffs, and spending time with my family. While boating down the river, you could hear all the waves crashing against the boat. You could hear the chilly wind blowing over your ears as we drove down the river on our way to the fall festival. Everyone could smell the slightest scent of all the trees that were changing colors. The waves were crashing against the side of the dunes. The water would sometimes mist everyone with the cold water. At least we had a little bit of sunlight, so everyone was not freezing cold, but the sun glistening on the water, which the reflection of the sun off the water made it super bright. If you looked at it, you could barely see. The shoreline, nothing but a beautiful wonder of nature, with the giant limestone walls towering over the river. The bluffs were very full of all different colors, almost like a rainbow kind of, making the trees look very cool. My family and I always love this time of year when the broccoli-like trees of summer turn into colors of rainbow, purple, yellow, red, green, orange, bright and bold. As we arrive at the fall festival, you could see the McGregor flag blowing in the wind, just like all of the rainbow trees. Then we had to dock the boat. That wasn't very easy because so many other boats were making it hard for everyone to dock. Once we finally docked the boat, we had to walk up this long, creaky, floating wooden walkway to get all the way to the little shops and things that were set up. The first thing me and my brother wanted was some fresh popped kettle corn, because the smell of the kettle corn was something you just had to have. It would be the first stop. My stomach was growling, mouth watering for the kettle corn. After we got the kettle corn, we started walking around to the little pop-up shops with crafts, quilts, and homemade goods. Later, after we walked long enough, my brother and I started getting bored, so we asked our parents if we could start to head back to our cabin. So we all walked down the long, creaky, floating wooden walkway once again, got in the boat, and undocked it. Undocking the boat was easier this time because everyone either already left the festival or already there. On the way back down the river, we had all the same sights and feeling, like the slightest mist from the waves hitting the sides of the boat and the rainbow bluffs and the sun glistening off the water. But on the way home, my parents thought it would be a good idea to stop at the beach, have a fire, and cook some hot dogs or hamburgers for everyone. While my parents were cooking the hamburgers, my brother and I started throwing a football. The sand was pretty cool, and at least it wasn't super hot like it normally is, where you can't even stand in one place on the sand. Cruising down the river in the fall is one of the best memories of the Mississippi River. The best part is that the good times on the river don't stop there. In my lifetime, I can't count the number of good times I've had on the river. It's where I first learned to ski, tube, wakeboard, and build forts in the woods. A smile creeps upon my face just thinking about it. I know I will enjoy my time there for years to come, and I hope to share it with my own kids someday.